Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be talking about the topic which relates to a number of years, which is Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos. This is Siman Kuf Tesvov, the 115th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We'll see that there are a number of differences between an Erev Pesach regular and an Erev Pesach which falls on Shabbos. Let's jump straight in. Number one is, when is the chametz sold? Chametz is usually sold on Erev Pesach before the Zman Bir, the time you need to get rid of chametz, on an Erev Pesach which is on Shabbos. That cannot take place on Shabbos because you cannot make a sale on Shabbos. So therefore the sale takes place on Erev Shabbos. Different rabbis have different ways of doing it. The way that I would usually do it is the sale goes through completely then, which means to say any chametz items like lechem mishnah, which may be needed to be used on Shabbos, needs to be kept out of the areas that are being sold for the chametz, because otherwise one will be stealing by having them over Shabbos. When is bedikas chametz? When do we check for chametz? So this rolls back to Thursday night, which is the night going into the 13th of Nisan. This is done the same time when the stars are out, and this is obviously dependent on the specific location. And a person would say the bracha, put out the 10 pieces, and say kol chamira. The first of the two kol chamiras would be said right afterwards as well. If a person is fasting the fast of the firstborns, one should have to wait until after bedikas chametz, unless they're a week, in which case they'll deputize somebody else to do the bedikas chametz, and they'll have something to break their fast. When is Bir Chametz done? So usually it's done on Erev Pesach. This year it cannot be done on Erev Pesach because you can't burn the Chametz on Erev Pesach. It's Shabbos. So what you do is we divide into two stages. We do the regular burning on Friday, on Erev Shabbos. Even though we're allowed to eat Chametz afterwards because that's really Erev Pesach, we do it around the same time we would, which is before the sixth halachic hour of the day, as a sort of a acknowledgement of what it would regularly look like. So we're putting ourselves into the right habit, even though it is the Erev. Then the question is, when do we say the Kol Chamira, the second Kol Chamira? We do not do that on Friday, because on Friday we still plan on eating a little bit of Chametz. We may have a Friday afternoon snack, we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, and it becomes, you can't do Kol Chamira. You will do that on Shabbos morning after one's finished eating all the bread. When does Tanis Chorus go? So it can't go on Shabbos because you can't fast on Shabbos. It doesn't go on Friday because, generally speaking, we do not fast on Fridays because otherwise that would upset our Shabbos experience. So it goes back to Thursday. Thursday, and it goes, and if a person wants to attend a seal, that would be on Thursday mornings. What additional prohibitions are there on the Friday afternoon Erev Pesach? So usually from Chatzos, from midday on Erev Pesach, we know that there are a number of prohibited activities: shaving, cutting hair, doing washing clothes, doing work. But because this time Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you're not doing those work anyway. So on Erev Shabbos, that does not roll back. It does not go back to the 13th of Nisan. Now, what kind of foods may we eat over Shabbos? So it is best and advisable to have the hot foods that one needs over Shabbos, which are not chametz. One is not having challah to the Shabbos, because even if one finishes eating in time, one cannot properly clean one's pots. And where is one going to clean those pots? It's a real problem. So the meals should really be Pesach, Dekah meals. The only thing that's going to be chametz is the lechem mishnah, the bread as well. Now, let's see, what do we do for the lechem mishnah on Shabbos? So we set aside two rolls for Friday night, and we're going to have lechem mishnah for the Shabbos morning. We'll see in a second about the Surah Shlishis as well. What one needs to do is to eat them up, consume them completely. That's the best way of doing it. Usually people do it either over a tablecloth and then shake the tablecloth out in the wind, or eat outside. If there are any things left over, one can give it to a non-Jew. Obviously, if there's an Erev issue, one has to be careful about where one carries it, or break it into crumbs and flush it down the toilet before the Zman Biur, which is the Zman Achila, which is the end of the fourth hour of the day. Which table should we be using for the meal? So one should really make sure that all the surfaces are covered, and if one's having the chametz inside, it should be over a tablecloth, which one shakes out. Many people do it outside or in a pool house or an area which is just distant. One has to be careful that one does kiddush b'makom sudor. The kiddush should be at least within visual distance, if not in the same place as where one is doing the hamoitzi. When do we eat the meal on Shabbos day? So we have to finish before the fifth halachic day of the fifth halachic hour of the day begins, and that is obviously place dependent. One, we need to check the calendars because it's very specific to each case, and one, we need to finish the chametz piece of the meal before that time. The rest of the meal may be eaten, which is a Pesach meal, can be eaten for hours after that, no problem. when did one daven on Shabbos morning? So in order to facilitate being able to eat the chametz of one's meal before the beginning of the fifth halachic hour, the end of the fourth halachic hour, it is important that one davens early on Shabbos. So many shuls offer earlier davening options because you need to be able to daven, get home, wash, and have the bread certainly before that time as properly. We'll see in a moment a little more. Do we need to wash our mouths out? The answer is yes. When you finish this, you need to just wash your mouths out. Any dental apparatus as well. So one needs to just rinse it as well. Use liquid toothpaste because of Shabbos. And if people do not floss daily, and one should not floss because of concerns of causing bleeding, of course one cannot cut the floss either on Shabbos as well. What if we find chametz later in the day? So if we find chametz later in the day, either we need to find a non-Jew to dispose of it or to cover the vessel until Chol HaMoed. How do we eat the Surah Shlishi? Surah Shlishi is complicated because we have two issues. On the one hand, we need to have Lechem Mishneh, we need to have two loaves of bread. On the other hand, it should really be eaten in the afternoon after Mincha. And those two things are not tenable together. One cannot do both of those together. Now, number one is we're not allowed to eat chametz after the end of the fourth halachic hour of the day. And so therefore, one cannot eat that. And one cannot eat matzah on Erev Pesach either. So what options do we have? So the best option is to do as follows. In the morning, one gets up from shul early, one washes, has the chametz dusts off, has the fish course or the salad course of the meal, eats that, finishes, who says benching, and then takes a 10 to 15 minute break, take a walk outside, then sits down, washes again, this time without Kiddush, beginning the Surah Shlishi, and one will wash on the second set of Lechem Mishneh, and then dust off. At that point in time, get rid of all the chametz, and then continue the meal, which will count as the third Seudah on Shabbos. This means to say that one has had three meals with bread. It's not the ideal time. The third meal is not the ideal time. So later on in the afternoon, after everybody's had a Shabbos nap, then it's best to have meat and to have fish later on in that day in order to be able to have to facilitate having the Surah Shlishi essentially at the right time as well, this time obviously without bread. It is important to realize that one cannot make preparations for the Seder until Shabbos is out. That means even laying the table, grinding the horseradish, you know, roasting the shank bone, any of that stuff cannot take place on Shabbos. One has to wait until Shabbos is fully out, which means the Seder will start a little later in such a constellation. Can one nap on a Shabbos for Pesach? The answer is one can nap on Shabbos as one regularly would, but one should not be saying, oh, I am taking a long nap because I'm getting ready for the Seder as well. And when Shabbos comes out, for those who are certainly at home, one needs to say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LaKodesh, blessed is Hashem who separates between holy and holy, and in order to be able to start doing the necessary halacha, the melacha for preparation of the Seder, the necessary prerequisites. The full Adali is actually said as part of the Seder in the form of Yak Nahaz, which is just an acronym for the different stages of the Kiddush and Havdalah, which are amalgamated into one as well. It's worthwhile noting the Kitzur makes a point, and one has to be very careful to make sure that the bread one would be using on Shabbos, many people use pita because it doesn't cram as much, but whatever that bread is, has had challah taken from it. If it has not had challah taken from it, it's home-baked and somebody forgot to take challah from it, it becomes a real problem because you can't leave it till after Shabbos, but you need to eat it. Do you give it away? It's a very complicated thing. Most times when you're buying from bakeries which are under Heksher, there's no issue with this at all. But if one is doing home-baked, one needs to be very careful about that particular detail. With this, we conclude the basics of Erev Pesach, which falls on a Shabbos. Have a wonderful